Today's share in the Dershu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Samach Zayin Omud Beis. We're in the fifth volume of Mishneh Berurah in Simen Tov Samach Vav. We're beginning on the very top lines with Siv Dalet. The Mechaber tells us, we've been talking about whether saliva or sweat, other types of liquids can go and make a grain potentially chomet. So here we're continuing along that vein with Siv Dalet. Noflu Mayim Al Kemach, if you have water that fell onto flour, O nislachlach hasak, or the sack containing the flour became moistened. So what should you do with this flour inside the sack now? Yochatz biyado kol hamakom hamaluchlok besak. Grab onto the sack. We'll see it's on the bottom that got moistened over here from some water that had been over there. It's this situation that we're really referring to. So you can basically hold on to the moistened part at the bottom, yochaz biyado hamakom hameluchlok, the moistened part of the sack, basak, and then pour out all the flour that's above that is not moistened, at shiorik kol hakemach shebasak, empty out the rest of the kemach that's in the flour that was in this bag, and this way you're allowed to go and use the remainder of the flour that you poured out. The stuff that's behind, we'll see what you should do to that in a moment. So now let's see in the Mishneh Berurah, Sivkot and Dalet. The Mishneh Berurah says, this happens afilu Pesach Gufa. This isn't a din only before Pesach. This is even if you have a sack of flour and you're going to bake matzahs on Pesach and you go and see that the sack is moist or some water fell onto some of the flour. O nislach lachasak sivkot yud in the Mishneh Berurah mimayim. It got wet from water. And according to yesterday's shir, uladasi yish osrim b'sifah kodim, in the more machmir opinion from yesterday's shir, even if it got moist, not directly from water, but from the sweat from the rocks or the wood. Afilu nislachlach mizeya sachoma, the same thing would apply according to the machmir opinion. In the kevash nislachlach asak, the part of the sack that we got moistened, the flour that we have to be concerned about. Mistoma higia lachlus af lekemach shibamachma zeh. We're concerned that the flour that's right by this area of the moistened sack also got wet, and therefore we see that you can't use that on Pesach. So what should you do? Mishaburus of Kotna Yudal said, grab onto the sack. In my kemach shibamokum zeh, grab onto the sack, and that will also allow you to grab onto the flour, prevent the flour from leaving from that part of the sack. Vitzorich lechos min hakemach, im hasach, soviv halichluch, kifi omid hadas. And you have to go and not just grab only where it's wet, but a little bit beyond where it's wet to make sure that you get all the flour that potentially is coming into contact with the moisture. So for sure, you guarantee that you got everything that potentially could have gotten wet, and maybe a little bit more beyond that to make sure that you're not making a mistake. The issue footnote number 14 brings down, the same thing would apply if some snow or water fell onto the tefuah. You remove the upper grains, and you can use the lower grains. How much you have to remove from the upper area? Vishir hagrifa, hevi akaf chayim, in the name of the Shulchan Gavoa, shu ad hechon shigi hasheleg omayim, until where the water or the snow went, that you have absolutely no suffix, sheyetze hasafi milibo shalchitim elu lo higiu amayim, that there's no way that any water could have gotten onto these grains, so remove all the grains where there potentially is a chance that there could have been water or snow, but anything beyond that is perfectly good. And in this way, you can use the rest of the kemach that's in the sack, sivkot yud beis, the nochun lechatchila lerakit achakach gam lekol hakemach hanishar. And even this flour that you have, you should go and sift it. And he says, there's another opinion, the yesh mishikosav, the kol zeh im halichluch, as I pointed out already, this is only when the moisture was on the bottom of the sack, so you can grab onto the bottom of the sack and everything above it didn't get moist. In this way, mahani takonazu, it helps in this way. You hold from the point where the moisture reached up until all the way down to the bottom of the sack, and we don't expect any water to have risen up higher. However, but if water fell onto the sack from the top, so then, how does it help you to hold on to the top of the sack? Maybe the water dripped down inside the sack and wet more of the flour inside. My mahani, how would it help you? How does it help you that you're grabbing onto the top where it's moist? Maybe, ulai, higiu amayim ba'omek ha-sak. Maybe the water actually went down deeper into the bottom parts of the sack. Because of gravity, water goes to the lowest point. So therefore, maybe the water may have entered in the top, but now it went all the way to the bottom. When the water is at the bottom, we don't say it goes against gravity and goes up to the top. And therefore, as long as you didn't turn the sack over, as we'll see in a moment, so then you can grab onto just the bottom. But here, if it came in through the top, you got a problem. The Afshar Nisiabshu Shom Gamken, because maybe there's some flour over there that got water in it and it dried off. The Afshar Lahakir Adhechan Mokam Uluchloch, but if you can go and see where the point where the luchloch, where the water, the moisture is, maybe that would be acceptable. Val came, but often zeh ain lahakir b'li rikud b'din ach b'di'evid. But then you must do the rikud. You must sift l'chatchila. You must sift over here. If you didn't sift, then it's not good even b'di'evid. Or mikol mokum sure, and certainly if you can, the b'kodim pesach ain lahachmer zeh b'di'evid im lo rikud. It's possible, however, that if you did this all before Pesach and you weren't merakid over here and it was dry to your appearances, so then it would be acceptable b'di avid. As the Chofetz Chaim himself explains in Shaar Tzion Os Chof Tes, the kiven the tzorich likach soviv ba'omer adas, since you're removing any area that you think is wet already, v'od mat yoser, and a little bit more mikvi omer, to guarantee that you're not going to have anything there, imkenu chashosh of yama, the whole thing is really just a somewhat of a wild concern over here, ubazeh evshol tzorich sivras ezaposkim shemagam gamin, and you can rely upon those that disagree with the Mechaber over here, because we can say over here that this is considered a moist thing and a moist thing, and it's not going to be in that situation. If this was before Pesach, it technically is Mavatel. If it's Lach Belach, it's not Choze V'Neyar, and therefore this is acceptable. Now we go back to the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, if you can't do this, so then what should you do? Then you must sift it, and then anything that you sift out that doesn't have the lichluch inside of it, so then that would be acceptable to use on Pesach. The Mishnah Berurah explains this if cutting your dalit, the bemakom shenislachlak, in the places where there was some moisture going to the flour, yizdabeka kemach, the kemach will be somewhat thicker, and it will be attached one piece to the other. V'yekmo isa, it will be like a piece of dough. V'yishor l'mala b'napa, and it won't go through the sieve. It won't be sifted. It will stay on the top, and the pure flour that's not wet will go to the bottom. And therefore, v'akemach sh'over derech nikvi hanapa, and therefore the kemach, the flour that does get through the sieve over here, b'vadeh lo nogu b'mayim, we can guarantee that there is no water over there. The issue footnote number 15 reminds us that we've already learned in terms of using a sifter, a sieve over here, what you must do to make sure that it's kosher l'Pesach. He said, "Lagabi napa shishtamshu bo l'chametz." If you use this sifter, this sieve over here, this strainer for chametz sticky uses, so we already learned in Siman Tov Nun Aleph, shenagu shelo l'shtamish bo l'Pesach. You shouldn't use the same sifter for Pesach because it's very hard to clean it out well. Even if you did clean it out, you rubbed off all the pieces, and you did that gola, because since it's very difficult to go and clean out the little holes over here from all the chametz, and therefore it's much more preferable, you should go and buy yourself a new sifter, a sieve over here for Pesach. However, if you did use such an old chametz sticker sieve over here, after you did try to clean it off well, you did shivshav, dai bekach, that would be acceptable b'di evet. Again, l'chatrila, one should not have done so. He actually points out that if that's your choice to use this old chametz tikka sifter, so he says, im en yocho liknos chadasha, odur shalo yirakin is a kemach, then better not to sift the flour and use whole grain rather than trying to get pure flour for your matzahs. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, "Vimhu biyontif." If we're talking here on yontif itself, when she'asur l'rakid kemach yoser mikifi hatzorich lo, on yontif you're not allowed to sift except for what you need to go and bake on yontif. And now you're allowed to bake on yontif, but you're not allowed to go bake for the rest of the week on yontif. So therefore, you can only go and sift the amount that you need right now for usage that day. So what should you do? Yirakdenu ayide akum kidei levayr hachometz. So then you should have a non-Jewish person go and sift it for you, and this way you can go and any of the clumps over here you can go and get rid of them, and it can be mavar the chametz. The issue footnote number 16 explains, Ulinyan rikud hakemach biyontif ba'ofen aragil, in regards to sifting in the normal way on yontif. So we're going to learn in Siman Tof Kuf Vav shehu asur gam letzorech, to sift in a regular way you're not allowed to do that even if you need the flour. Because we don't want people to forget themselves and go and sift more than they need and to forget that it's yontif. But if you did all of this when you were allowed to go and sift it before Yontif. And now on Yontif, it somehow needs to be sifted again. So then, mutal araki kidarko esakamos anitzrechas ul Yontif. Then you're allowed to go and sift in the regular way because you did everything beforehand. What could you have done differently? So therefore, it's not your fault. And then you're allowed to go re-sift again whatever you need for Yontif. Still, you can't do more than you need. However, the Mishnah Berurah does write over there, Shenochel linho kidasa bach ha-machmer le-hatzrich l'rakid ha-yidei shino. He says, even in this situation, the bach is machmer, and the Mishnah Berurah says we should be choshish for that sheet of the bach, that you should still sift it in a not normal way, do some sort of a shinoi, some change in the way you normally would do this, even if you're allowed to go sift halachically in the normal way, because you had sifted it erev yontif, and now on yontif it needs sifting again. Tishu footnote number 17 brings down from the Shulchan Aruch Harav, Shekivon Shekvar Riked Esakemach Pamachas Kodem Yontif, V'yotzi Menu Kol Asubim, since you did sift it before Yontif, and you got rid of the bran, V'eino Chozim Arakto, and the only reason now that you're doing it on Yontif is not to get rid of the parts that you don't want, Ela Kedei Levaris Achomis Mitocho, to get rid of the potential Lichluch dough over here, the pieces of flour that became wet and are like dough and that they need to be burned. So therefore, ein zu melacha gemura. This isn't a real melacha because you're not getting any benefit from the sifting. You're just doing it to get rid of the chametz. You're not benefiting from it. Like if you're getting rid of the subin, then you're getting a finer flour. Here, you just want to get rid of the chametz. And therefore, this is only a shvus midivrei sofrim. That's only an issa derabanan. And therefore, amir liakum, shvus de shvus, b'makom mitzvah, over here, hitirua l'tzorach mitzvahs bir chametz. Therefore, this would be allowed. That's the explanation over here why we said you'd be allowed to ask a non-Jewish person to go sift it for you, because normally we don't ask a non-Jewish person to do malach for us on Shabbos, except here it's a shvus de shvus. It's a derabanan, one of the rabbanan. In the setting of a mitzvah to burn the chametz, that's why the Mishnah Berurah says it's allowed. Now, the Chavetz Chaim in Otz Lamed Beis in the Shaar HaTzion tells us, how do you go burn it? You're not allowed to burn on Yontif. He says, Yizruku lechutz v'nidras biraglayim. You throw it outside and people will step on it in the normal walking, and that's allowed over here. Dirsha footnote number 19 adds, Ulagabe pirurim hanoflim mishas lisha smatza la'achar zman isur chametz. If you're baking matzahs at the time when it's ready, also to have chametz, and now the little pieces that fall on the floor, and they're going to become chametz because they're not being worked on. So we already learned previously in Simon Tov Samach that the Mishnah Berurah told us, Shetov l'dorsum biraglov be'offer miyad kishinoflu kodem shiyavo lidei chimotz. Better to go and stomp on them before they actually become chametz, because shiyavo lidei chimotz, if they do reach the stage of chimotz, then l'chatrila you should burn them, and it wouldn't be adequate to go and just step on them. He says, likewise, if you find chametz out in the street, so Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down, you don't have to worry that, oh, I'm not allowed to step on it. And it's not a concern over here that, ah, you're doing something that's not nice to food. Normally we treat food with great respect. You're not supposed to step on food. And he says, just like you'd be allowed to go pour on chametz neft or something that would destroy it, make it biyotze miachilas kelev, so it's no longer considered extant, so and you're allowed to destroy it in any way, and therefore you're allowed to step on it as well. And he says it's not similar. The Prima Gordon says that don't step on Arla. Why is this different? Why can you step on chametz and not step on Arla? He says, because there, not everybody realizes it's Arla. It's fruits that are growing in the first 3 years. And people will say, hey, why is the guy stepping on all those fruits? That's not nice. So therefore, it's not recognizable. As opposed to chametz, everybody knows it's Pesach, and everybody knows that you're stepping on these crumbs over here in order that you shouldn't get hainyanah, that it should be destroyed, and that's why there's a difference between chametz over here on Pesach and Arla. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, V'imnof l'amayim b'yontif, if the water fell onto this flour, onto this sack, on yontif itself, v'lo sh'amayim b'kemach adayin shir mil, and it isn't yet the amount of time that it takes to walk a mill. It's not yet 18 minutes. So what should you do? Quickly, yochol litein l'nochli b'matana, go give this to a non-Jewish person as a matana. That's perfectly okay. And you have to say as well, Chavetz Chaim brings down in Sifkot and Lamed Gimel in the Shaar HaTzion, uvavad shim solo chametz. You have to make sure that he understands that he's getting the chametz over here. And the Mishnah Berurah continues, and you fulfill, you're getting rid of it. Kivan shelo nischam mitzadayim, because it wasn't chametz in your possession, and there's no problem about giving the guy a matan over here, and he should understand that he's getting your chametz over here that's going to become chametz soon. The issue footnote number 80 brings down, you're not supposed to give presents on Shabbos and Yontif. We learned in Simon Shin Vav, that you are allowed to do this shemutim mul tzorach Shabbos or yontif or mitzvah. You are allowed to give presents on Shabbos because there's a gzera that you shouldn't give presents over here because it looks like mekach u'memkar, looks like business dealings. So the rabbi says don't do this on Shabbos except if it's for the needs of Shabbos or yontif or it's the needs of a mitzvah. As the Shulchan Aruch said in Simon Shin Chav Gimel, mutu lo seis matana l'tzorach ha-Shabbos. You're allowed to give a matana for the needs of Shabbos. Same thing, the needs of the mitzvah. And since you got to get rid of this chametz over here, that's why you're allowed to go and do this. The Mechaber continues and he says, that which we said over here, that you can be sifting the kemach if there's no alternative, dafka kosman shumuluchl, that's while it's moist over here. However, avol im nisiyavei shalach luchis, if it's all dried up, then lo mahani rikud, the rikud won't work anymore because any pieces of dough that were created, the flour with the water, so now if it's already dried, the mifrach, it's going to break apart. And therefore, umis ariv imashar, for also liyachlo bepesach, it's going to mix in with all the rest of the flour over here that wasn't meluchluk, and this flour is a problem, and it's going to mix with all the other flour. And therefore, the Mechaber concludes, and he says, el yirakdenu v'yishmerenu ad achar pesach. So it's not pure chametz over here, we don't have to be concerned about that, but you have to go and not use it on Pesach, and you should go and sift it and keep it till after Pesach. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Tesvav, why doesn't this work? Lo mahani rikud. He says, this is true. I feel called in Pesach, it won't work. Why is that? Because v'achronim davko rikud lo mahani minis yavish. The sifting won't work for when it's dry, because as we said, nothing's going to get sifted. It's going to break apart, and it's all going to go through. However, avol tikkun arishon shiskir mechaber, but the first thing that the mechaber had suggested you do, which is telechos b'mokam luchlok, that you should grab onto the bottom of the sack where it was moist, and you should be careful over here that uba'ofen shlo tiltu l'asak b'mokam lokum, don't move the sack from one place to another so that the flour that was moistened gets moved around. V'yesh l'hakir mokam luchlok heitev, and as long as you know exactly where the luchlok place was, even though it's now dried, as we've explained, the chanal, then it's also acceptable to pour off the rest of the flour and just make sure that the flour that originally was wet, even though it's now dried, is not poured off. This works not only for before Pesach, this works on Pesach as well. And you should hold on to the place where the sack was moist. As with the flour that's around that area, as we explained, a little bit more to make sure that for certain you don't have any that could have been meluchloch that is poured off. Vashar mutar b'chila, and the rest of the flour you can pour off and use it to bake and use it on Pesach, no problem. However, he says, mikol makom roi l'raked anisho, but you should still sift that just to make sure, the chanal, as we've already explained. And the reason why you have to presume if it's dry that it doesn't get sifted well, and that's because the Mishnah Berurah says, Sifkon Tezayin, Rotsu Lomar, the Perurim Dakim, that it's going to break up into small pieces. And these small pieces, V'yeri Derech Nikve Hanapa, V'yisar V'makemach, and they're going to go through the sifter and they're going to become absorbed and mixed in with the rest of the good flour. Even though there's certainly more than 60 against this before Pesach, here we say, so therefore on Pesach, mashu is going to be also, so we say this mashu over here that got through and is in the sifted area, so that is going to be a problem, it's going to be chos v'nir. Yeah, for God, that this is belach belach lo amrin chos v'nir, as we've already explained, dukel the simon tofim zayin sifdal, as we learned over there as well. So normally we would say this shouldn't be chos v'nir. How come it is? The kemach bekemach ulach belach, and we do consider kemach and kemach, flour with flour, to be mixed, to be considered lach belach mixture, which should not be chos v'nir. Nevertheless, since over here you may have pieces, you may have clumps to get through, Yishloma de Perurim Einon Misbolilim Heitev Bakemach, they're not really mixed in well, these little clumps, and therefore Uba'ape Nafshayu Kaimin, they're considered not mixed in, they're considered separate, and therefore the Epshu Dafilu Bishar Shalosha Isa Gamkin Loli Mochu Vinisarvu, and therefore when you're going to go and knead such a dough, they may still remain over here non-disintegrated, non-dissolved over here, and they're mixed in with the rest of the dough. And ukishamagi mea pesach. And now, when it comes to Pesach, chozrim v'yosrim, they are in fact going to be chozer v'nir. That's why we say this over here is a problem. Now, I did read the rest of the Mechaber over here, but there's almost nothing left for tomorrow's shir, so we'll stop over here, and we'll pick up the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot and Yud Zayin, and the rest of the Mishnah Berurahs over here in tomorrow's shir. With this, we conclude today's shir.